Pfizer.
I'm Moderna. What's your star sign?
Okay. So they should be like, so what are you? And I'm like, I'm Pfizer. Like, are you really? Yeah, I'm Moderna.
Okay. Like, so we're judging each other.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's start over.
Because it's like vaccines are the new star sign.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, ready, set. I'm Moderna. What are you?
I'm Pfizer.
And I told you what I was.
So you write a little script.
No. I think we should get started. Okay. Welcome to Failure Art Party. I'm Marissa Havisheen.
And I'm...
I'll introduce you. I'm joined by my sister, Chrissy Havisheen. And we're just talking about, you know... the clubs that were in the vaccine clubs, mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't actually, I think it doesn't really matter. They're kind of both effective. So yay. Yeah.
As long as it's not Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah. Wait, why are they bad?
Well, yeah, Johnson & Johnson's the one that had all the negative reactions.
That's right. I forget. So Chrissy's in college and she stays up to date on things. I've stopped doing that, but but
you're
now
old
that
now.
I'm old,
but set in your ways.
That news on Johnson & Johnson does seem vaguely familiar.
Because it happened.
But yes, this is season 2 of Failure Art Party.
Woo!
Thank you for continuing on listening again. You may be a new listener, or you may be a return listener from season 1. But, you know, if you're new, here's a review of what Failure Art Party is. This is a podcast where myself and a guest, or a couple guests, try different projects with the intention of failing. So that sounds weird, but it's supposed to be funny.
It is, and it's supposed to teach you to love your failures. And
yeah, they're learning. It's about learning. What did we learn from the failure? Let's laugh about it a little bit.
Let's not take it so seriously.
Yeah, seriously, because you know sometimes people just like cry.
I cry a lot over failed art projects.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And it's tough.
Yeah. Or they might throw their paintbrushes. They might kick a wall.
Wow.
I don't know. Get really angry.
I mean, some cut
off
their ear.
But we're not going to do that. We're going to laugh.
We're going to laugh.
We're going to laugh here.
Have a good time.
Yeah. So some highlights from last season. We did resin. We did hydro dipping. Did some acrylic pouring, some Cricut, made a pinata, some caricatures, some bedazzling, did some graffiti. So there is quite a range of different projects that we try. And this next season, it's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. Maybe bolder. Maybe bigger fails.
Definitely bigger fails.
Definitely bigger fails.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me personally, I'm no longer in Texas. I am now I live in Michigan, but currently in Indiana, where I grew up.
And your childhood home.
Yes. And so I guess some differences will be different guests. I mean, I know we had some faves from last season, like Gina and Tina. Gina, Tina. Yeah. But, you know, I'm going to get a lot of family members, some college friends, some high school friends. Might be a new dynamic this time around.
Yeah.
Yeah. So today, we are actually going to design the cover for Failure Art Party. Very excited.
Woohoo!
And that's incorporating a lot of graphic design concepts, which is perfect because Chrissy is going to school for graphic design.
Yes, I am.
Yes. So last year you shared a little bit about your school experience in graphic design freshman year. Now you're a sophomore. Mm-hmm. Congrats.
Thank you.
So, and you have more knowledge and you're going to share that knowledge with me, with us, with the audience.
For free.
For free!
Yeah.
All of this is for free.
I get to pay the tuition, but...
Wow.
But you guys get it for free, so...
Well, you know, I mean, I do pay for this in my time. Which does have some value, but not the value of your tuition.
Your precious time. Thank you so much for donating it to me. I really appreciate it. Yeah. I know there's a lot to do in New Haven, Indiana. So thank you for spending it.
When I tell them this exact city we're in.
Okay. Indiana.
Somewhere Indiana.
Yeah.
So tell me, how has this semester been going, Christy? And ups and downs, challenges, successes?
Yeah, this semester has definitely been a lot more successful than my freshman year. I'm done adjusting, and now I get to really get into the nitty-gritty of graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes with its challenges. You know, sometimes the challenge is the teacher.
Mm.
Sometimes it's, you know, just the design problems and figuring it out. And that's the graphic design. That's what it is as a career, figuring out design problems and how to best solve them.
So,
been good.
I really like, so some of the stuff that you've shown me just seems so interesting and cool. Chrissy just said, like what? It is your tampon crown.
Yes. I did make a tampon crown, a crown of tampons. It's
fake
blood.
Yeah, and it was because what you're trying to do, something about the word heavy. So there was heavy flow, and then heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I combined those two.
Yeah. And it's just the most artsy looking thing you've ever seen. It's like weird, but
but cool.
But cool. And then, you know, people, like, maybe it's displayed somewhere and people are looking at it trying to figure out why you made a tampon crown. They might think you're a little disturbed.
And I'm a radical feminist.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You're telling people, look at my period. Look at it.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think I liked that project where you had to pretend you had unlimited resources, and you had, was it a figure of speech you had to?
We were each given interesting mental disorders, and we kind of had to make almost a museum installation based off of that, but we had no limitations. It was just the blueprints. Money was not a concern, size, scale, we could do anything we wanted.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. And so, wait, have you done that one yet?
We did that, because the school year's over. So.
I just don't remember you talking about it.
Well, because she took forever to grade it, and she just now put the grade in. And the disorder I had was called aphantasia, which is where you can't picture anything in your brain.
Yeah.
It's just darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we ended up coming up with was a long hallway that the audience in the museum would essentially be walking through. And in this hallway, it's completely dark, and it's meant to simulate, you know, what a person would be picturing in their head. Nothing, just darkness. And as they walk through this hallway, it is different layers of curtains to get through, all with weird textures, different textures. So there's like a velvet curtain, a lace curtain, a mesh curtain, all this stuff that they're feeling their way through, trying to find the opening. So they're relying only on their sense of touch, no sight. And then at the end of this hallway, there is a faint music. It sounds like maybe there's a video playing, or maybe there's like a crowd, something. And that, you know, at the end of the hallway, you'll get this. You'll get to see what the sound is coming from. But once you get through all of these layers of curtains, there is nothing at the end of the hallway. And you do feel a sense of disappointment and curiosity. And once you leave this hallway, and when you leave the exhibition, you would receive a panel, essentially, with all of the textures you had just gone through.
Wow.
With the curtains.
Uh-huh.
So now that you have this panel, when you feel the textures again, you have a memory in your head that has just sound and just touch. It's not a visual memory.
Yeah, very cool.
So you can kind of have a memory almost of a person with aphantasia.
Nice. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Did she give you an A+?
No.
Oh.
She did not. She didn't really say much about it. I think she didn't like the way I presented it. She thought my blueprint was cluttered.
Oh, man.
She didn't say much about the idea. I thought it was a great idea.
Is this the lady who told you you peaked?
Yes, this is the lady that told me I'm peaking in my sophomore year. And that my classmates are going to surpass me by my senior year.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So sometimes you get a teacher that's, it's just like, why are you teaching? What's the point? What you doing?
I think it's just an excuse to talk about yourself for a few hours.
Yeah.
And get paid to do it. So.
Yeah. Man. Okay, there's not all bad teachers out there. There's some good ones.
I've had some great graphic design teachers.
Uh-huh.
And those are the ones that taught me the stuff that I'm trying to use for this project.
Yeah.
This cover we're about to make.
Oh my gosh. So excited about this cover.
Yes.
What we do like to do, what I like to do, and maybe what my guests like to do, I don't know, I force them to do it, is talk about the history of the art projects we're about to try. The history of graphic design is kind of hard to pin down, right?
It is. There is one distinct difference between graphic design and fine art.
Mm-hmm.
Fine art, you know, it goes back centuries and centuries, you know. Graphic design is a little different. Graphic design, it started before computers, and essentially the difference is graphic design is communicating something specific, usually for a client or for some type of business or advertisement.
Okay. So it's used for marketing purposes.
Yeah, it is most often used for marketing purposes, yeah.
Yeah. So it's not like, I guess that is kind of, because then now we're kind of getting into the territory when I've talked about like caricatures and graffiti. You're it's an art form used to convey a message, but like graphic design pretty much is for business purposes.
Graphic design needs to take the audience into account. They can't do whatever they want. They can't do something too abstract because they have to make sure the audience understands it and that the audience will want to understand it.
Yeah. Okay. So that is cool. I could see, like, I don't know, if you're like a really serious artist, wouldn't you get like bummed out? Be like, well, I don't like my audience. I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah. Some people go into graphic design and they end up switching to fine art because they don't want to be, they feel trapped by having to cater to the audience and having to dumb it down just a tiny bit. Because if they go too crazy and they go too out there, then it just won't be an effective, it won't be effective communication.
Yeah. So, yeah, when I was looking at the history, it, you know, you could count, I mean, I was looking at the history of graphic design, and I'm going to be honest, I went to customlogos.com, and it was a blogger, and I don't know how old this website is. I mean, they've updated their domain. It's not like their website was spam or something.
Yeah.
But they were just talking about, oh, it goes back to Mesopotamia and writing on stone tablets and, you know, you could think of an obelisk or a totem pole.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not quite, I mean, that's just pictures. This graphic design is different.
Well, the reason people consider that graphic design is because it wasn't made to be enjoyed the way art is. It was made to communicate. It was made for just to say what laws were happening or to document something or for religious reasons. Art didn't necessarily exist that time. It was all...
Some people might get upset about that.
Well,
then... Chrissy's saying something controversial.
Maybe this is controversial, but they weren't creating art. They were communicating in a way that looks to that looks like art to us.
I see, yeah.
But they didn't really have a lot of free time to just...
try to make it look as super good?
Yeah, they were communicating. It was a, it was their way of survival.
I see what you mean. Okay. I mean, maybe every now and then they got to put a little artistic flair in there. They're like the little hieroglyph, you know, like, let's give them a cane. Let's just add some fun to it, just for kicks.
Yeah.
And then there's some, they start to add some artistic license there, but I have no idea. So, anyway, well, what you were telling me last night that monks were doing graphic design.
Monks, I think, could be considered the first, quote-unquote, graphic designers. Uh-huh. When, manuscripts were being written in medieval times. Not everyone knew how to write. And the people that did knew how to write.
Oh my gosh, Chrissy.
Sorry. Excuse me. the people that knew how to write back then knew how to do it very beautifully, very professionally. Mm-hmm. They took a lot of time. And it was essentially an art form. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have printing presses. Mm-hmm. They would write it all by hand. And they would... Mm-hmm. It's called illuminating. They would mm-hmm. illuminate the borders. Eventually, though, the printing press was invented. And that's mm-hmm. really when graphic design kicked into full swing. Businesses realized they could make posters and advertise through this. You know, the government can, you know, proclaim their new laws, regulations, yeah. okay. whatever, through posters. And when the process of printing was separated yeah. from the process of designing, that's mm-hmm. really when graphic design became a thing and graphic designer became a job.
Okay, gotcha. And that was, sorry, what time frame was that again?
I would say around the 1800s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Solid. And if you're a little wrong, it's okay.
It's okay.
I don't think people are listening for facts.
Probably not. But I will say I got an A+ on my history final.
Wow. So. Humble brag.
Yeah,
I like
humble
it.
Brag.
That's good. No, so, you so can what, no, it adds credibility to what you're saying.
Yeah.
So when people are like, who is this authority on graphic design? It's a girl who got the A+ yeah. in the graphic history.
On the final.
Class.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, so you'd say maybe, you know, it's used for businesses and a little bit of government propaganda as well. Mm-hmm.
Oh, propaganda is a big part of graphic design.
Okay.
Yeah, World War I and World War II, really, you saw graphic design being used for kind of evil.
Sure.
Because not only was it used for, you know, sign up for the war, we need mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. What's this girl called?
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, Rosie Chrissy the Riveter.
Was just putting her hand up. I think flexing, sort of.
Yeah. Wearing the denim, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rosie the Riveter, that's all graphic design. But it was also used for Nazi propaganda, uh-huh. Hitler propaganda, stuff like that.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool, because we'll be thinking about this cover for the podcast, like, trying to incorporate some of those principles.
What do we want to communicate with this cover?
Right, right. And so, and I kept actually wanting to call this a logo, but you said, Marissa, shut up. It's a cover.
I said it nicer than that, but yeah, it's not. So this would not be considered a logo.
Yeah, because I can say, let's make a logo, let's make a logo. And actually, I've been asking Chrissy to make a logo for me for about a year. And she said, yeah, I'm working on it.
But actually, I was working on school, the school I attend, the university that gives me a lot of work.
I would have paid you.
Okay.
Would have paid you.
I'm not going to take money from my sister.
Why not?
Because... Because we're family.
Wow. That's... Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay, yeah.
I'm not taking money from Jonathan. You know, it was his Christmas gift, so...
Oh, okay. Jonathan is our brother.
Mm-hmm. And I'm making an actual logo for him.
Okay, so he's... But this is a cover. So when I asked for a logo, why didn't you say, Marissa, what you actually want is a cover?
I didn't want to correct you.
Okay.
Also, I figured if I corrected you, you'd just keep calling it a logo. Which you kind of did, so.
Okay, so, but why is it not a logo?
A logo is used, to identify a business, like the Adidas, uh-huh. Nike, McDonald's, that's all a logo.
Well, we're identifying Philly Art Party.
Well, we're not a business.
Okay, let's reiterate, I don't make any money, this doesn't make any money. I'm not offering really a service.
this is closer to
yeah.
This is closer to making art. You know, like okay. making a CD, releasing okay. something like that.
Okay.
And like you wouldn't call a CD cover a logo. You call it a cover.
Okay.
this isn't used for advertising. Okay. And logos are also very minimal, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Just usually they're just like a simple graphic that
yeah.
can be scaled up or down however you like. But this. Isn't that. This is going to have
okay.
intricate details.
All right.
It's combining hand-drawn photography, computer stuff, all yeah. in one. And usually a logo is just done on the computer. That's it.
Okay. So we will talk a little bit about using computer programs to help us out
mm-hmm.
a bit.
Yeah.
So, and then what's an emblem?
An emblem is like a logo.
Okay.
Yeah, an emblem usually is like a logo, except it also can include the name of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, like, for McDonald's, for example,
mm-hmm.
instead of just the big M, it also says McDonald's, and then it says, I'm loving it.
Uh-huh.
And that could be considered an emblem.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Failure Art Party. I never don't have a tagline. No, it's Happy with Crappy. But I
is that really the title?
Well, it could be. I don't know. Okay. We talked briefly touched on that before.
Okay. Happy with Crappy.
Yeah. But okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. So when you're making a cover or a logo or a cover.
Anything really, any design.
You have to think about Gestalt.
Yes, the Gestalt principles.
Now, I learned about this maybe in my psych class. I forget why. But I was thinking Gestalt means like the big picture summary. And it's kind of that, but you can get into it a little bit more.
I was taught Gestalt is essentially defined as all of the whole of all the small parts. Mm-hmm. So you don't see all the individual parts. Mm-hmm. You see the whole.
Mm-hmm.
An example of this would be the WWF logo, the panda bear. The Panda Express logo also has Gestalt principles.
Wait, does Panda Express have the same as WWF?
No, but they're very similar.
Okay. Why is there a panda for WWF? That actually doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they're endangered.
But why would that be a WWF?
Well, the World Wildlife Fund?
I was thinking, what about the fighting people?
The fighting people?
WWE? Oh, WWE!
Yeah.
That's fine.
The WWE logo does not use Gestalt principles. Shorts with big boxing gloves. That wouldn't make a lot of sense.
I don't think they even use gloves. They just hit each other. Do they use gloves? I don't even know.
Boxing, like jump. Yeah, boxing gloves.
But WWE is not the one where they're like, they're jumping on the side of the ring and they're bouncing all around.
I have no idea.
Okay, all right.
I just know they don't have the same logo as WWF.
WWF. Okay.
The World Wildlife.
Okay. Then the panda makes sense.
Okay. Yeah.
It also makes sense for Panda Express.
Yeah.
All right.
But essentially, you see in this panda bear logo, for example, you see that it is a panda. You can tell immediately. But the individual shapes are not connected. And it uses Gestalt principles so that your mind essentially fills in the blanks.
Yeah.
And it makes a nice, simple, pleasing logo.
Yeah, and that how the brain, you know, processes information. Maybe that's why I learned about it in psych.
Your
cognitive
brain,
psych.
Your brain likes to fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And I'd like to do a little correction about the WWF that my mother just found out. What is it, mother? The WWF is actually a fighting situation. Yeah?
The World Wrestling Federation.
It's the World Wrestling Federation. So it's not just the World Wildlife Fund.
But I think when people hear WWF, they think of the World Wildlife Fund.
Do they really?
Well, no one's thinking of the World Wrestling Foundation. Who knows what that is? WWE.
Okay,
people know that.
That's true. So, as some of the principles, there's similarity.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Gestalt principles. We've got similarity. We've got closure. We've got figure-ground relationships. We've got proximity.
Yeah.
So, while we're making this cover, but wait a minute. Okay, while we're making this cover, we got to think about these things, but then you said there's a difference between Gestalt and principles of design.
Yes, Gestalt is the principles of design, but a little more specified.
Uh-huh.
The principles of design are a little more broad to all art, and I think more of what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
And that's just things like color, value, contrast. It's essentially how to make something visually pleasing.
Okay.
And Gestalt is more about how to simplify an image down to its bare basics, but it still communicates that it's what it is.
Okay, I see.
If we were to make a logo, Gestalt principles is probably the direction we'd head in.
Okay, I see. Mm-hmm. But this isn't a logo.
It isn't. As we've said, this is not a logo. Okay. It's a cover.
Okay. What Christy and I have before us are four sheets of paper taped together to make a pseudo square.
Mm-hmm.
And we have paints, we have crayons, we have markers, we have pencils, we should get some wrapping paper.
Yeah, we can get some tissue paper and wrapping paper.
You know what? We still have some of that origami from we could do something there.
Yeah, we could do little origami dragons in the corner or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so in the middle of this square is blank, and that's where the words are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
FAP. I joke. Failure art party. So, and then around it, you know, we'll draw little things. And I don't know if we should try to be like, it's going to be hard. So it's two different people. We might have different visions. But I think, you know, regardless, we win because it's a podcast about failure. So if the cover is a fail, it's like, duh, it's supposed to fail. But if it's not, it's like, wow, good job. But we win either way.
We do. And I think that because we are incorporating the computer for the text,
uh-huh.
the combination of structured design versus this chaotic, mm-hmm. messy collage design,
yeah.
I think will mean that even if it does end up looking very messy
yeah.
and intense, it'll show that that was intentional. And that's the point of the podcast. And then we'll be effectively communicating a little bit about what the podcast is about.
Wow. Wow. Layers. Wow.
Yeah. We're deep.
Did you guys follow us into the depths of that concept? We went real deep.
So, a little deep.
A little deep. No, it is not that deep. So you have a little square around here. And so we're just going to like draw pictures. And maybe balance is going to be hard because I might want to put a chunk here. Mm-hmm. And you might want to put a chunk over there.
Yeah, we will want to keep it relatively balanced and yeah. all our individual items in proximity with each other.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Word.
Word.
Dope.
Dope. I do want to point out, while looking for supplies, and we're at our childhood home.
Mm-hmm.
We found paintbrushes, but they were mixed in with a bag full of old glasses.
Yeah. In a Ziploc bag.
Mom, do you know why there's a Ziploc bag of old glass? Like six glasses in here.
I don't know.
She just said no.
No. There's strong 90s vibes with these.
Real strong. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember some of those. Mm-hmm. I look real dorky. Yeah, like let's talk about color.
So one thing I will point out is that what we might want to do, because I'm picturing essentially a collage.
Okay. Almost, yeah.
Of a lot of different things. And what we might want to start off in some cases is having blocks of color uh-huh. in some areas so that it doesn't look like almost like stickers on a white background. We want to make sure that there is a lot of color in the
okay,
back.
Wait, so you mean like doing a whole solid color around the border?
No.
Oh.
what I meant was like, let's say I've got this red paint
uh-huh.
and maybe I could do just this square here.
Uh-huh.
Just have it be solid red.
Okay.
So that when I eventually do something else over it, it's not white.
I see what you mean. Yes.
We don't want, I would say that we wouldn't want the background of the cover to be predominantly white. It'll have an unfinished look to it.
Right. Too much white ain't right.
That's the tagline. Too much white ain't right.
There. So, right. Okay. Let's start off with those like little block colors then.
Okay.
Now, as far as like, should we do warm colors, cool colors?
I'd say, you know, rainbow.
Rainbow. Okay.
All the colors.
All the colors. Okay. These are old.
This is very old paint. Mm-hmm. I took all the good paint in this house with me to my dorm for university. So, we have like childhood like painting kit paints with
okay.
us. Hopefully it'll work.
And these brushes are a little flimsy. But that's okay.
It's all about the failure.
It's all about the failure. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Okay. So you're starting with, is that a red or orange?
This is a red.
Yellow is my favorite color. I'm going to start with yellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And really, I wouldn't worry about it too much mm-hmm. because I think this is essentially like making the background. So we'll be putting stuff over this, you know.
Okay.
Do whatever. Try not to take it, don't take it too seriously, you know?
Done. <That's>,
yeah. Okay. So there we go.
Whoa. Okay. Chrissy just like. Just struck a red on. Okay. This is stiff.
Well, it's very old.
Should I put water in it? Does that do anything?
It's already pretty thin.
All of mine are. You got the good side. All of mine are solid as a rock.
It's solid.
Can I see your phone? Can we take a picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, when the picture sends to your phone, it might be kind of pixelated.
Why?
Because my phone's camera is higher quality, so it pixelates itself.
I'm serious. What is this, an Apple commercial?
It's not. When you used my phone for the pictures in the Christmas wrapping episode, remember they were all pixelated? Oh, I've got some paint pens here. These are Posca pens. It's pretty dry.
Is it dry beyond fixing?
No, don't do that.
Okay,
put it, yeah, like that. Yeah, and that'll get the paint out.
Okay.
All right, I should start having a goal, though. I'll stop scribbling.
Okay.
Let's see here.
What are you doing? Chrissy! So I was in the middle of coloring with my hand around the marker, still coloring. Chrissy just wants to take it. You see, we wait.
You're just not doing it right.
What do you mean?
See how dry it is?
Yeah. It's not my fault it's dry.
Well, I think I can fix it.
Okay. So you used a Posca pen for my glowing rat cat, right?
No. I never did finish that. I always said I was going to finish it later.
Yeah.
I never did.
Lies.
Yes.
Well, that makes sense. I've started things and I don't finish them. Sense that you might do that as well.
We are sisters.
Yeah.
All right. I'm picturing some cutout paper. You know, like maybe a star.
Okay.
And then also we can cut out stencils for the spray paint that we have.
Okay.
I'm picturing kind of like a comic book style, like text box.
Me too. But this isn't comic book. I don't know what I'm doing. But is that okay? Because it's the background.
Yeah. Okay. This is like. I think what is important for making this look good is layers.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Nothing is ever done. If you ever don't like something, you just draw right over it or cut a piece of paper into a shape, put it right over it.
Okay. All right.
And the magic of Photoshop as well.
That is the magic of Photoshop.
When we take the picture, we can include some of these art supplies in the picture.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we can also do that.
Oh, yeah, that would be cool.
Mm-hmm. But for this comic book style text box I'm picturing, what word should it be? Like, wow.
Bam. Oh, I see.
Cool.
K-E-W-L. Cool.
Should I do that?
That's no.
Okay.
let's see.
Or I could just do art!
Bat.
Exclamation point.
So, like, what is it? Is that from, like superheroes? Like, zing, pow, bam.
Yeah, like, whack. Onomatopoeias.
A little bit.
Actually, I might just do...
Onomatopoeias. You could do ba, like, for a sheep. That's not an onomatopoeia.
A sheep?
It's an animal sound.
But
it's
not why a sheep? Saying,
I don't know.
I'm just going to do an exclamation point.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Would you do exclamation point? And then you could do like you know how if somebody's cursing, like the...
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Expletive type.
Yeah. Yes, yes, I could yes, do, yes. I'll do a little exclamation point here and then I'll do that over here.
Okay.
Okay. So what are you drawing right now?
I don't know. It... We waited for that.
That was worth the wait. All right. It looks a little bit like a pregnant alien seahorse to me.
Well, it does. Actually, it has some kind of sperm vibes a little bit.
Yes.
And I don't know why. Why am I drawing sperm?
What's the psychology behind that?
I don't want to think about it. So. Yours is cool. Why am I drawing sperm? And you have a cool comic. What is this? I don't want it. I don't know.
This is background, right?
This is background.
Yeah, so color blocking.
We're color blocking.
Yeah.
I'm color blocking. This isn't the thing that's going to be on it. It's color blocking.
Yeah.
Like Chrissy said. Okay. But I guess I truly, you know, I wasn't thinking. I just did like circles and then I attached the circles.
But that's good. We don't want to think about this too much. We want there to be a chaos.
There will be chaos.
Yes, and I really think there will be.
Okay, great.
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
So this is a story that happened in my graphic design class.
Uh-huh.
And it's to do with my teacher.
Uh-huh.
And my teacher, you know, she's an older woman.
Mm.
She's about...
We're not ageist on this
podcast. Oh, no, we're not. It's just important for the story to know her age.
Uh-huh.
She's maybe 64, something around that.
Yeah.
And we had an assignment where we had to make a design, all black, white, and gray, that it was the word hello, but that word had to convey different emotions. And these emotions were boisterous, irritating, and pompous.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of kids, I guess, she felt they were struggling a little bit with boisterous and how boisterous can be. So, you know, she was using the example of, like, running around and being crazy.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she was talking to a student. And, you know, she's an art teacher, so she's very eccentric.
Hmm.
And while she was talking to someone, she was saying, boisterous, you know, it's crazy. It's uncontrolled. It's uncontained. And she's kind of jumping around.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's doing a little jig.
Uh-huh.
And as she's jumping around.
What happened?
It sounded like a cartoon. She lets out a bit, she rips one.
No.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
The whole class is looking at her. It's silent because we're all watching her talk about being boisterous and jumping around.
Did she know about it?
Oh, yeah.
Was it that loud?
It literally sounded fake. It sounded like a cartoon.
It was a cartoon fart.
It was like a cartoon fart. And she was like, oh!
And she's like, oopsies, oops, oops.
And she's like, that's what happens when you get old.
That's what I would say, though. I mean, yeah. How do you recover from that? You have to acknowledge it.
You gotta laugh about it. You can't pretend it didn't happen. It's awkward if you pretend
like it didn't happen.
For a second there, I thought someone's, like, phone went off.
Do you think that, like, she could have covered and be like, okay, no phones in class or whatever?
Maybe.
So you turn off your phones.
Yeah. I made a mistake.
Yeah, was it?
These, like, shadow effect things I'm doing, I accidentally switched, like, the sides. So now I have, like, a shadow from, like, two different light sources, which looks kind of weird.
Oh, I've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Word.
It's classic.
Solid.
I feel like I keep picturing kind of a comic book cartoon style type of graphics for some reason. I don't know why.
Not a big Marvel fan, so I don't know why either.
Controversial statement.
I know. Well, we don't have to talk about this, but we can. The predictability of the movies. I know everybody knows about it, and they still love them anyway. And,
I think people like something when they know it's going to have a happy ending, but there's still a lot of conflict in the middle.
Yeah, but then what's the point if you know how it's going to turn out?
All the conflict in the middle.
I mean, maybe, like, a side character dies at most.
Yeah. So, and that's only sometimes.
Only sometimes. I mean, you know, they'll get, like, badly wounded or sick, but you know they're going to live.
Yeah,
you too. Surprise me. And then every movie is bigger than the next. Oh, you thought that was big. Yeah. Here's a bigger one. And then you can't make... you play with time, you play with the Infinity Rock Stone War, whatever.
It just gets a little too crazy.
Yeah.
It gets tiring.
It's tiring. And I'm like, you know, you don't have to push out a movie every year. Give yourselves a break.
Yeah. But they never do. I know. Because they gotta make that money.
Well, I feel like I'm being spoon-fed, Chrissy.
I know. It's tough, isn't
it? It's tough. Personally.
I'm not a huge Marvel fan. I watch them a lot with my boyfriend, and I know he likes them.
Oh, so you're just being, like, sympathetic, or...
I get why people are into them. I'm not super into them, but I have seen them all, to be fair, so... Okay.
You are silencing your own wants and needs to fulfill...
Wow.
To accommodate for your boyfriend, and that's okay, we've all done it.
Wow. He's gonna listen to this, okay. So maybe don't put that in.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
A fail.
That does look like a fail.
Yeah, the paint pen like exploded a little bit.
Nice, but we're color block. See, I'm color blocking. You're doing actual artwork.
Sorry,
we're not on the same page here.
I'm just messing around. Just messing around.
Those look like real stuff. You're making actual pictures. Okay. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know what I'm doing either.
You know what? But splatter. It was so.
Just picturing, like, a splat?
Yeah.
I was just picturing that. Like, the Nickelodeon splat.
Oh. I was thinking of, like splatter paint, like,
dricks. Oh, but we can do that.
Yeah,
The thing about splatter paint is it's hard to control.
Yeah.
But how much control do you really want, you know?
I don't
want
to control.
Yeah,
that was pointless. There's no point to this. Okay. There's no point.
Okay. I'm confused. What's happening?
There's just no point. Okay, you know what I'm gonna do? It's gonna be kind of interesting.
What?
I'm gonna, like, I'm going to do a splat, sort of, and I'm going to do, like, one part of the splat over this block.
Yeah.
And then the other part of the splat under this thing right here.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Create some layers.
Yeah. Didn't we talk about layers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Building up layers. Should we talk about your, I guess it was a Mother's Day present, the painting?
That was a Christmas present from last year. Okay, so I did a painting that I was actually trying not to fail at, but I didn't want to talk about it because I've got a rep to protect, but I was actually trying to do a good job.
Uh-huh.
And last year, Mom asked for that as a Christmas present, and actually, I don't have a lot of experience with water or beach landscape, but I said I'll go for it. Anyway, it's taken me about a year to give it back to her. Not because it's, like, that good or anything. It's just, you know, just, like, life and procrastination.
Right.
Yeah, but that's so funny. You thought it was a Mother's Day. No, that was... And then for this year, Mom asked that I... the gift be that I frame it, so... Who knows? That's a long running... That's a... Yeah. Yeah. Good. You know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking?
We used to... This didn't have to be that big of paper.
Yeah.
This is taking a long time. Again, you know, overestimating.
Mm-hmm.
Overestimating.
Now, what we can do, the fun thing with digital art and digital photoshopping is that photoshopping is known for getting rid of mistakes. But what we can do, the concern I had was the white space.
Yeah.
We can leave white space. And then when I put it into my computer, I can kind of move things around, compress them a little bit, and then we don't have to worry about it quite so much. So... And also, like I said, we can have the materials kind of peeking through and showing.
Yeah.
And that can also fill up some space.
Okay. Well, so, but the text will be there, but then we can add, like, color for the background. Like, it doesn't have to be white background.
I can also change the back. If I feel like, oh, I wish this back here was pink, I can make it pink.
Wow.
I can do anything.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm going to draw a snake.
Wow. You're drawing a snake? You said you were going to color block.
There, I color blocked.
Oh, my God. Fine, draw a snake. Okay. I'm still color blocking, but actually I'm branching out into doing something that is not just background purpose.
And we actually twisted the paper around. We switched sides a little bit.
Because we're problem solvers.
Yeah. Instead of moving seats.
So I'm going to put in some punctuation that's going to look like expletives and try to make it look cartoony. Because you're like cartoony.
Comic book kind of.
Yes. Yeah. Guess what I meant. Comic book. I'm sorry. Gosh. What am I?
Okay. It's okay.
But that comic book looking exclamation point, I'm loving it. So, yeah. It exploded.
It's your cold open. It exploded.
That's my first explosion.
Mm-hmm. Using those paint pens.
Yeah. Cool.
I think I'm going to make a stencil now that I'm done with my little graffiti lettering. Do you have any requests?
Let's do a callback to another episode.
Ooh, okay.
Like what? The gummy bears?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Yeah.
Thank you. Do you think I should, block? I mean, I kind of like the expletives as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I should block them, or?
I mean, color behind there would be kind of nice. You could do a border,
maybe. Oh, just a border?
Yeah,
just a border. A border. Okay.
Yep, that's what
a border. Like a border. The store borders.
Wow, you're old. No, I mean, I remember. I remember it shutting down.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's like one of them left, like a Blockbuster in Alaska or something.
There is still a Blockbuster left.
Okay, so I like your gummy bear so far.
Thank you.
You're doing, so that's one callback. What do you think is another callback we could do?
We could draw watermelons.
Yeah, I know, because that's the food.
Oh, right, the food.
No, but yeah, we could have to draw those instead of actually put, like, watermelon on this.
Yeah. Incorporating live food would be a bold choice.
That would be.
Choice.
I mean, I did a cactus, so, or we did a
Ooh,
cactus.
We could draw, oh, let's draw a cactus.
Okay.
sorry.
Okay, but we're going to draw it. We're not going to cut out the paper.
Oh, we can.
It's easier to draw than to cut out paper.
It is. Cutting out paper is kind of hard. When I was cutting out the paper, I was thinking of working as a stencil, like when we spray paint over it.
And
then we peel the paper away.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah. Well, let's do that instead.
Okay. Hey, Marissa?
Yeah.
I think I accidentally drew something phallic here.
Happens to the best of us.
Yep.
It does. What is it? Oh, it's the cactus. Oh, you know what? I see it.
Yeah.
I see it. But, you know, only if you're looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I dirty mind, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Got it from you.
And you have one. Just don't do another short cactus. Do the one long one and the one short one, but don't do two short, one long.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll definitely enhance its phallicness.
I've pooped out a tad.
Oh. Happens to the best of us. Do you want to take a break? Or do you want to stop?
I just need I some more inspiration. So, okay, let's just review. We were color blocking.
Right.
I'm stuck on the color blocking.
Well, we've moved past color blocking, I think, a little.
Yeah, and now we're doing actual pictures. But, like, so when you were thinking about, like, design principles, value. Okay, we're not doing design principles right now. Okay,
this is pretty abstract. Design principles are not
Chrissy
super
made
his
face. She made, like, a real strong face. Like, we're not using design principles at this point anymore. But thinking about, like, balance, okay, is there any... I mean, these are kind of balanced, right?
Yeah. The more we add, you know, the more it becomes full and looks intentional. I think this area is a little blank.
Okay.
Maybe something can go there.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to commit to this area.
Okay. If you want, you can do that area, and then we could take some pictures.
Yeah.
And then we can... The next step would be Photoshopping.
Okay.
If you're ready to chug down a little.
Chug down. Chug down.
Okay. So, in my head, I was thinking slow down a little.
Slow down.
And I was picturing a train.
Oh, okay. I see the thought process.
For some reason, my brain was thinking, like, chugga, chugga, choo, choo.
Let's chug down. Yeah. Chug down. Okay.
I've never heard that before, and I don't think you've ever said that.
No, I don't think... I don't think anyone's spoken that before. That's a new phrase to the English language.
You know what? Maybe I'll invent it.
All right. To fill up this space, I'm going to do, like, a caricature.
That's cute.
So I'm going to do, like, a big nose. But I don't know if it's going to look like... Well, if I just do a nose by itself. Maybe I'll try to do a face. A really ugly face.
A really ugly face.
Yes.
Are you using anyone for inspiration?
Oh, no, I'm gonna make him up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I gotta do like bug eye. Oh, like what are some just these like okay, name an unflattering facial feature. Go. Somebody.
Pimples.
Oh, that's kind of
okay.
Okay, sure. I get like giant pimples on their face.
Unibrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pimples and a unibrow.
And a big nose.
Big nose.
Yeah.
All right. It's going to be great. I will say that these Sharpies have a very intense smell.
They do.
And I'm smelling them, but not on purpose. It's just kind of passive.
Maybe that's what's making us a little
crazy. Okay. This is like a quick update. We have added a lot of clutter.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm. Little composition. I mean, like, little limited. Not very much. I mean, what's composition?
All right. So, we have a lot of individual elements.
Yes.
There is some white space.
Yes.
But we will be adding some supplies in the picture, and we will be taking some spray paint and doing some stenciling.
Yeah.
And, you know, if there are still issues after that, that's what Photoshop's for.
Yeah. Oh, Chris is going to use magic with Photoshop.
Yeah.
For sure. We did, like, learn an interesting thing about whale sperm because that was kind of our concern earlier on with the first thing I drew. But it actually doesn't look like what I drew. It actually looks like sea foam.
Seafoam, which apparently can be whale sperm.
Yes. So what I drew does not look like that. So we're good.
We're all set. We're not accidentally drawing any sperm here.
Yeah. And we're back for more. It is day two of this project. Chrissy and I took a little bit of a break because we were arted out. You know, I think we want to take this seriously. So we are on day two. This time we're going to do some spray paint, some tissue paper, some origami, and then Chrissy's going to take a picture and do Photoshop magic.
Yes.
But if you're hearing more energy in our voices, that's why, because it's a new day.
It's a new day, new coffee.
Yeah.
It's great.
A new day, new coffee. I like that.
Yeah.
That should be a shirt.
Let's make it a shirt. Next episode.
Next episode, we do t-shirt making.
Yeah.
Okay, so we will hit you up when we're outside doing spray paint. All right. So we're outside in the cold, cold Indiana winter, and we've got the poster on the ground, and we got old spray paint from 13 years ago. From when I moved into my freshman dorm, and we got the stencils on the board.
We're gonna hope it works.
Yes. Chrissy can't even open it.
I can't. It's so hard to open these. Wait.
Yay! Did you hit yourself in the face? Yet injury. That hurts. Good. Okay. Chrissy just got the cap off, but she whacked herself in the face while doing it.
All right. Let's see. There's a
hole. So, we're gonna practice in the grass?
Okay. Alright, looks like it works.
Okay, cool.
Let's see how it looks. If it looks bad,
we ruined it only a little.
Right, and again, we're going for failure.
Going for failure. Fail. Oh, that's a lot. Oh, also, that moved the stencil.
It did move the stencil. We should have taped the stencil down. Or had someone hold the stencil.
Fail! So we put tape down.
Yeah.
And that improved it. So I think, yeah, we got a star. Actually, it's a little faded, but that's okay. Again, going for not perfect.
Not perfect.
So it's... we'll do a question mark. I like that.
Okay.
And then Christy's going to photo... We lost our dot. Christy will Photoshop it in.
Well, it's in there. That's where the dot
was. Whoa! Will be.
Yeah!
Cool! You just spray painted the dot.
Okay, and also I think in Photoshop I can change the color of the spray paint so it looks a little less bloody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, less blood. More fun. Yeah. Back inside. Now we're breaking pencils.
Woo!
That was cool. Actually, you could have really cut yourself on
it's
that.
Quite splinter.
So now we're adding on to layered effect of this picture. We're putting on broken pencils. Ripped up, what is this called? Streamer.
Yeah.
Paper for confetti vibe.
Because it's a party.
Because it's a party. It's a failure art party. Good break. I like that. That looks real broken. I like it.
Should I break another one and put it over here?
Yeah. Break another one. This, with Photoshop, it gets real non-committal.
Yeah.
So you can just... Don't have to stick to a decision. Wow. Cool breaking. Oh, nice. Keep going. It could get way worse.
Yeah, it could get way worse.
Okay, let's do it. So we want the art supplies to look beaten down. We want like to look like there's a mess. So that's why there's the broken pencils. And now Chrissy's smashing up the bristles of a paintbrush to really give it like, oops.
Maybe if I get it wet, it'll get worse.
I'm going to get a post-it note and make some of those origami flowers that will pop up.
This is fun.
But that does happen, I feel like, in episodes, like, maybe, like, as we're nearing the end, like, you know, after, like, it gets really hard and really bad, then someone says, you know what? This is fun. I've come to terms.
Actually, I've definitely heard that before in a podcast. Yes. Where, like, I know there's been a cut because there's been a lot of silence and people have just been like working. And then usually it's the guests. They'll be like, you know what? This is actually really fun.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's a whole process. It's a whole therapeutic process.
Yeah.
You go up and down. You go, you're a star on the mountain. You go down in the valley. And then you go back to like a nice pasture where things are okay.
Yeah. You really got some self-realization happening.
I know. Wait, should it be white, though?
Well, I could. I know it's white right now, but I could make the paper a different color in Photoshop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again. So it's like, I'm almost like, why are we even doing this? If we're going to change all of it later.
Well, you know, the stronger the base, the better the product. If we did it all on Photoshop, it would all look Photoshopped.
Okay.
You want it to look like it has some personality. Mm-hmm. There's some life in it. If we had done Photoshop, because the computer is meant to make everything look perfect.
Uh-huh.
And that's the opposite of what we're doing here.
Uh-huh.
So we are fixing a couple things, you know, mm-hmm. to make it visually pleasing, because this will be the cover. But ultimately, a lot of mistakes are here. And
I just breathed and all the confetti moved off of the... Okay, right. Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
Did you enjoy making origami?
Did I enjoy making origami that one time we made it?
Yeah, yeah.
I did. I thought there were a lot of steps, and I thought, it didn't turn out the right way, but it was fun.
I remember you would be doing it, and I would say, no, do it like this. And I would try to grab it and do it for you.
I know.
And you were very adamant. You were like, no, I'm going to do it.
I know. Well, then you tried to fix it for Mom, too. I got mad.
Yeah. Dictator.
Of fun.
A dictator of fun. Mm-hmm. Did you read that in North Korea?
What parallels are you drawing between me and Kim Jong-un?
I only thought of it because we talk about dictators. But he like banned all laughing and smiling for like 10 days to mourn, like, I think his brother died or something.
Oh my, I couldn't do that.
Yeah, I don't know how much they're enforcing it, but
how do you monitor for that?
You don't.
I don't think they're having fun anyway.
Yeah.
That might not be too hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, if they do, or if they are caught laughing or smiling,
they go to prison.
Oh. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't make it past breakfast. Wow.
Especially not in this house. Me, you, and Mom, we laugh like crazy.
Like crazy. As soon as we get up.
Yeah.
It's like a laugh. You know, I am employing a little bit of design principles. I'm going to have some balance.
Balance. There's pencils on this side, so I'm going to add some pencils on this side. Should we add anything else before we start taking pictures?
Where was our list? Let me just see if we... I think we're good. Are we ready? Oh, this is the hard part, because it's like, it's about time to commit, Chrissy.
Uh-huh.
Can we commit? Let's commit.
I can commit.
Well, you can commit, but then also we're not committing because we're doing Photoshop.
Yeah. Okay. So we're committing a little.
Okay.
Vanilla.
All right. So Chrissy's been at it for a few hours on Photoshop using Adobe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, Adobe Photoshop.
And she's been like doing some color enhancements to the picture. She added some text. I'm liking it. Chrissy, tell me a little bit about what you've been doing.
Yeah, I brought some of the composition together. I switched up the empty space just a little bit, you know, just making some little tweaks to bring it all together. Obviously brightening the colors, enhancing the whites, darkening the blacks, because mm-hmm. we don't have a professional camera.
Mm.
But now I've added text, which just says failure art party.
Good. That's important. That actually might be the most important.
Yeah, it is. It's honestly probably the most important, which is funny because I care the least. Well, I care, but the fun part is making a border.
Uh-huh.
And right now there is a period at the end of party, and I don't know, I'm on the fence about it.
Okay. Tell me what you told me earlier.
I like the way it looks, but I don't like the way it feels.
Elaborate.
I like the way it fills the composition and it ends the text with the period. However, I don't like the way it's sort of red in the head. I like the excitement of Failure Art Party, but the period makes it sound a little serious.
And this is not...
We are not serious.
This is not a serious podcast. Get that period out of there.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone thinking this is serious. No one.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I could replace it with like a little, maybe like a swirl or something. So it's like a period, but like a fun period.
A fun period. That sounds great.
Because an exclamation point is a little too on the nose.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And we already have this, like, exclamation point in the corner.
Yeah. But because we don't have any other text, because we don't have with Marissa Havashi or anything like that. Sorry to say your name.
It's okay.
Because we don't have any other text, I don't like having just failure art party and nothing around it.
So I think we either have to have some kind of punctuation, or maybe we could add some slightly smaller text for some hierarchy that just says, fill your art party, happy with crappy, or fill your art party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
A podcast for
losers.
Losers. Yeah.
Failures.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Okay. I like if, I mean, so you're thinking we could put happy with crappy, like, in small text also on this cover?
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Or maybe something like that.
I mean, I'd be okay with that.
It would create some hierarchy.
Yeah.
Which is a design principle.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Design principle. Yeah. What if it was, like, failure art party dot, dot, dot? What does that feel like?
I don't like that.
Failure art party? Dot, 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 question mark.
Failure art party? That's interesting.
Mm.
I think a dot, if we did a dot, 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 no question mark, people are going to read it as, like, mysterious, which might seem kind of off.
Uh-huh.
Like, they'll be like, failure art party.
Mm.
And then if there's a question mark, well, that's just a little
weird.
Weird. But we do like weird sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What about a splatter over the I in failure?
I think that would be fun.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I can download some paint splatter images and do that. I was thinking of having like the black text not be so solid, like having some like looks like kind of white paint over it, or as though like it's just like not.
Okay, quite well, full. We'll mock up.
Yeah. Make some mock-ups.
So a mock-up is, like, just you doing a few... Those are examples.
Yeah. Mock-ups are examples.
So when should we pick back up, do you think? Like, with the mock-up?
I have some different options with the text, I think we can come back and reevaluate and get some ideas.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, so Chrissy has been working tirelessly at Photoshop, and she has done such a good job. It's looking really good. Now we're just adding in the text. So we've been, like, discussing different ways to...
We've been discussing different ways to manipulate the text
mm-hmm.
and make it look like it's broken, a little quirky, a little...
Right.
Yeah, and
like the podcast is like, what can we express with just the font and the text and all of that?
Just simple things like maybe messing with the E on the end and the I on the top of the, the dot on the I. Just simple things like that can really help emphasize the failure part of Failure Art Party.
Yeah, things are broken.
Yeah, like nothing's perfect.
Nothing's perfect. It's all crap. So, we kind of discussed, like, I don't know, like adding a paint splatter as part of punctuation.
Yeah, I liked the idea of having a period at the end of party, but I feel like the regular solid square period was just a little too formal, a little too bleh.
Yeah, failure art party.
But I think
failure art party.
Failure art party.
Failure art party.
And then it's like frown at the end. Failure art party.
Yeah.
But I think the paint splatter, it fills in the space and it allows your brain to read it as a period, but it's more fun, it's playful. And I think that's what we might go for.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. And then we also added in a slogan.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed a few.
We did.
When failure is...
Where failure is fun.
Be happy with crappy, which was already discussed earlier. What was another one?
Oh, that one about losers.
Oh, like a podcast for losers. where losing is winning. Might have been another one. That was moms.
Wow.
Something like that.
Mm.
It was kind of between where failure is fun and be happy with crappy. I guess I decided on happy with crappy.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh, wow. That's her computer. Just yelling.
Unprofessional.
Yeah. Did you like where failure is fun more than happy with crappy?
A little.
Yeah.
But I do like be happy with crappy.
But tell me your thoughts. Did you feel like it was too random?
Well, originally you just had happy with crappy. It just felt like coming out of nowhere, like, play our party, happy with crappy. Mm-hmm. So I did say we should probably add the be happy with crappy.
Ah, nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But no, it is cute. It's like, it's funny.
It rhymes.
It does rhyme. Everyone loves a rhyme.
Yeah. Well, I'm liking it. And so if you're listening to this podcast, that you see the cover that's on there, this is the episode where we have like broken it down and we've like discussed like elements of graphic design. I mean, I don't know if this covers the best example of elements of graphic design.
There are certain elements of design here. You know, we do have, we figured out some balance. Uh-huh. We have contrast, you know.
Lots of contrast.
There is lots of contrast. You know, we've got color and all of that stuff. But I think something unique about this cover is the incorporation of so much hand-done drawing.
Yes.
And you don't always see that, you know?
God, it's like old school.
It is like old school.
It's like analog.
But we have like it combined with like the modern text, like the computer text.
Oh my gosh. Actually, now that I'm thinking, it's like we've like broken barriers, you know?
Yeah. We have. We're trailblazers. But no, I think the final product does look very, very cool.
Uh-huh.
I think it works as a podcast cover, but it also says a lot about what the podcast is about and what we're trying to achieve with breaking some standards around art.
Yeah, we've broken those. But yeah. And what I like about it too, it's kind of like a Where's Waldo situation.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a lot of callbacks from season one.
Yeah.
It's got caricature stuff. It's got a gum bear. It's got some spray paint,
mm-hmm.
Some graffiti. All right. I know we're going to do a bit of a wrap up in just a second. It's time for wrap up. Okay. I still haven't mastered sound effects. So sometimes you got to do your own.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes. All right. So this is the fun part of the podcast. Well, no, it's all fun. But we discuss what went wrong, what went right, what we learned. And I'd like to start off with like what went, no, let's start off with what went right. Mm-hmm. Almost all of it. I think that, you know, I think it's a really good cover that like captures the essence. You can feel like the failure art party oozing out of this picture. and I think it was really fun to do. It was fun. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of, it feels very personal because we worked on it together
mm-hmm.
versus had you done this just solely on a computer. No, I like that a whole lot. And it does have a lot of color to it and a lot of chaos, and that's perfect. What do you like about it?
Well, I agree with all what you said. You know, it does feel very personal and there's a lot of callbacks to previous podcasts, which is great. Yeah, I really like the incorporation of computer text with hand-drawn background. I think there's a good juxtaposition there.
So Chrissy's been, like, trying to find ways to work in the word juxtaposition just any time in a conversation. But this is an appropriate time to do it. But she's a real art student, and that's how you can tell.
Yeah. Just trying to make myself sound smart with a big word.
You are smart.
Oh, thank you.
Remember, you got straight A's this semester.
I did get straight A's this semester. Yeah. But no, I also really like that we ended up handwriting the slogan, Be Happy with Crappy. Mm-hmm. I think that it's something that you won't notice it right away, but when you're looking at the cover and you notice it, it might be like, cool.
Yeah. And so as far as like what didn't go well, I honestly don't have a lot like of complaint. I don't have any.
I think that because the point of the artistic background was that it shouldn't be perfect.
Yeah.
It's almost perfect in its own right. Because there's like all these, you know, there's all these just these quirky little things. They're like nothing, not everything is perfectly colored in, you know, lines aren't straight, whatever, whatever. But that's what makes it fun to look at. And that's what makes it a good background for this specific podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it actually, we kind of, because this is a podcast about failure, we've like set ourselves up to always win. I think that's kind of, I mean, I don't know if that's cheating.
I think that's good for the ego.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, someone can say it's not good. Well, it was about failure anyway. Mm-hmm. So, ha, ha, ha.
That's the podcast.
That's the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so, but we were looking through some actual real life graphic design failures, and they're pretty good. Like,
they're intense.
There's some, like, real solid failures. And I'm going to put it on Instagram. I'm going to put it on Facebook so you can appreciate what a graphic, because I don't think this is a graphic design fail that we have on the cover, but we can show you, like, you can appreciate what a real graphic design failure looks like.
Mm-hmm. They're
so
pretty bad.
Yeah. So what are some of the ones you found?
Well, there is one. It is a logo for what looks to be some company, some sort of association in China.
Oh, China.
Oh, China. But it's a sun setting behind a building, but it doesn't look like that.
So, oh, I didn't even know what it, oh. See, so you showed me that at first, and I didn't even know, like, that was supposed to, like, that was a building. Mm-hmm. So what it looks like a butt.
Yeah.
It looks like something is going into a butt.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see, like, look on social, you'll see what it, like, what we're talking about.
It's bad. Like, it's...
That is rough. I didn't even know that was supposed to be a sun behind a building.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
It does not communicate that at all.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What was the other one?
The other one was for a company called the Computer Doctors.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted to have a computer mouse as the U in computer.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it doesn't look like a U. It looks like,
what to say it?
A penis? I don't know what to say on this.
You know, you can say penis.
Okay.
Yeah,
it looks like a penis. It's got this tail coming off of it a little bit, and...
Oh, okay. Now I see what you mean.
I didn't see that. You didn't see
the penis? I was actually thinking lower leg sperm. But no, yours, well, I didn't see what, no. I get it. Here. Yeah, I get it now. I see it now.
Mm-hmm.
That's, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. So, what do you think, like, what do you think the graphic designers were thinking when they...
Well, I think they just got so transfixed into what they were picturing in their design that they didn't quite see how...
The gestalt.
They did not, they did not consider the gestalt of it all. Like, if they had just the sun or just the house, no one would think, oh, that looks like something going into someone's butt.
Uh-huh.
But the gestalt makes it look...
Yeah, it does.
Like that.
Yeah, it does. But, Chrissy, I had so much fun doing this with you. Thank you for the time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
And your time is valuable. Even though, because you put a lot of time into this. So thank you so much for helping me with this.
It was fun. It was very fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Oh, I will say, you know, a lot of times Chrissy was asking what I wanted. And I said, I don't know. And but I do feel like when she gets out into the real world and she has clients who are paying her, you're probably going to get that, like, it's going to be hard to figure out what somebody wants based on their feedback. So
there's a little bit of, like, one of my teachers has talked about this, like, you can't read anyone's mind, but the client wants you to read their mind.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to, you hear what they're saying and you're like, okay, here's what I'm pretty sure they're trying to say, what they want. So there is a little bit of almost mind reading.
Yeah.
So yeah, you have to roll with what the client wants, and then you have to do your own design instincts.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. That wraps up episode 1 of season 2.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yay.
Join us next time for watercolor.
That's exciting. I can't wait to listen to that.
Yeah. Me either. All right. Goodbye.
Bye. Party, my little girl.